Dylan, it's Nick. Give me a call back, I guess, when you can, 412-696-0327. It's about Julia Rinneman. So I did call her. I left a note in there. I did call her, and she emailed me back showing, like, the first payment. And I'm looking through the notes, and I don't know why this wasn't brought up to the client or not as to why her rates went up. She added a whole other car to her policy. She added a brand-new vehicle. So, of course, that's going to increase the auto policy because she's insuring now two vehicles. So if you could just let me know if you did talk to her about that when you brought that up, because looking at the notes, it seems like it was just then sent to the service center. So I'm just confused as to what the concern even is. I understand that she's now seeing a premium increase, which I'm assuming since she got – depending on when she added that new vehicle on, it might have missed one of the payments because of how their billing system works, but I'm not really sure why I'm having to get involved in it. I'm just confused as to what's going on, like why I'm getting involved here. But, yeah, no, the policy I issued for her was at $115 a month. Like, that was the policy amount. If you look on there, you can see the original policy amount. You also see on her thing that was it October? Yeah, October or whatever. She added a whole other car to her policy, which would account for a $400 increase. So I guess I'm just confused as to what's going on. So I called her and then I went through the notes and saw that. So I'm just confused as to why, like, what's going on. Give me a call. Bye.